Oh man, it was nice. You know, it was real nice. You know, I know the kind of talent we have. I know the kind of team we have. Like I said before, you know, we haven't put it together. You know, obviously throughout the season. You know, we're young. You know, we're continuing to work hard and listen to our coaches, and you know, the game plan and knowing it in and out. And I felt for the first time, you know, there wasn't the little detail mistakes that just ruined it. Obviously, there's still mistakes. But I think that there was just so much attention to the detail that we just went out and did our job. That's all you have to do is go out and do your job. They'll win some plays. We'll win some plays. But hopefully we can just execute at a higher level. So I think we finally did that to the, you know, obviously the best we have. As a whole, yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously we went down twice and scored. You know, for me, I felt, I hate using the word comfortable. I don't like comfortable, but I felt like I've grown and I felt like the game is slowing down. Obviously, week by week, you know, there's going to be low and high moments as a rookie player. But I'm just trying to limit those low ones as much as I can. To say that that's the best I've clicked, I've said it before, and I don't ever feel like I'm ever in a zone or this. I just try and say, okay, what play do I have? What do I know that they play? Coverage-wise or pressure-wise, down and distance, our formation, our splits, all those things. That's what's going through my head. And so I think that we all just executed and did our job, to be honest. And it was nice to see. And I'm really happy for our coaches. You know, I'm happy for our coaches that all their hard work and extra hours are paying off.
How long has a gone
and
played, in other words?
Oh, man. It's been a couple weeks. And he was so open. You know, I just like threw it so easy. You know, I just don't drop it. And then he got mad at me, of course, because he got hit. But, you know, he wanted me to know that he has hands and throw it harder next time. So.
You said that you've grown. How much would you say that last week played
your growth? Well, I mean, even last week, there were some good things that I hadn't done all year. That I did in that game, manipulating zone coverage by just a shoulder tilt or eyes and throwing it another place, or knowing the coverage and the backer's responsibility and looking this way and, you know, practically not looking, looking at the last second to throw another ball, having that kind of trust and faith. So I've been growing in those kind of things, protection calls, handling more, you know, just really trying to, you know, progress. You know, it's not just going to happen overnight, obviously. There's going to be bumps in the road here and there, and there always will be. You know, that's the craziness of this game, obviously. But, you know, I can just go out and, like I said, I just work my tail off. And whatever the result is, I know I gave it everything I had.
What was it about the defensively that Mike Rivera so often, so many times?
You got to give him credit that he made a lot of great catches and contested ones. And there was one where they covered him, and you know, he did a great job for me of stopping that deeper one. Did a great job. He saw the guy running with him. I was trying to wave to him. I don't even know if he saw me, but he did a great job. And that's just our chemistry building. He understand the coverage. You know, he understood what the guy was doing, so he knew if he stopped, I could pin it on him and make a play. So they did a good job, but obviously Mike just made a lot of plays. And the one where that big third down, it was a huge third down, where we hit him across the middle. You know, I think if I remember correctly, it was like a zone coverage. They brought a pressure, and you know, I stepped up in the pocket and I just saw him open. Yeah, I couldn't really see, you know, exactly how it happened, but I just, you know, I think he did a good job of finding the window.
You had a lot of time back there to throw.
Whew, yes.
Start to play the offensive line.
I told him, I was like, wherever we have to go to dinner, I mean, you guys deserve so much, you know, and I'm a little worried about that one, but I think my wife's more worried than I am, you know, especially with Christmas around the corner. But they deserve so much credit. They've done a great job all year, and you know, we work really hard at our protection plan. We work really hard at, you know, trying to have no sacks and those things, and they work their tails off. And I kept telling them during the game, I was like, guys, I'm literally just standing back here. This is awesome. You're doing a great job. Please keep it up, you know, because we all know in this league that edge closes fast, and it was closing fast, but then again, our receivers were doing a great job of getting open. So it all works hand-to-hand. Running backs picking up blitzes, tight ends picking up blitzes. We ask our tight ends to do a lot. You know, Ole says it all the time. You know, those tight ends have a huge responsibility. They got no pass game, run game, protections. They got no everything, and they did a great job also.
What about the mismatch that you guys were taking advantage of across
the game? I'm sorry?
Mismatch that you had against
Yeah, you know, Marcel is – he's a fullback. I like to say that. You know, he really is a wide receiver. You know, he just happened to have a few more cheeseburgers, I guess. I'm just kidding. I'm giving him a hard time because he played so good. He's just a really good mismatch to have. Very valuable to us because he's smart. He knows the coverage. He sees the coverage, and he's like having another quarterback on the field. You know, if I see something and I want to say something, I don't even need to say it because he knows. And it's really nice to have him. But then when you combine that with just his overall talent, the guy is, 250 and, runs as fast as he does. He's a freak. You know, the guy is amazing, so I'm glad he's on my team. I don't know. I got to watch the film, to be honest. Even last week, even though we had two picks, just making calls and doing things, it was not my better games. Obviously, we lost, but it wasn't one of my worst ones, So I have to watch the film, make sure my eyes were right, make sure my feet were right, because those little things, if I'm late on a ball, those little things matter, especially come down in playoff time and all those things. So I got to see, but it felt good. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So that's
another thing. Yeah, and it just depends on the coverage. Some teams play certain coverages versus our tighter formations and spread formations. And so sometimes you don't even have those plays in the playbook because, you know that based on certain coverages, you don't even want that because it's bad news written all over it. So it just depends on what certain teams do. Yes.
Some of those plays were
No. They're in the playbook. I'm sorry, for the game plan.
I see.
Against a certain team.
In the game plan.
Yes, sir.
Were those plays in the game plan?
Yeah, they were this week.
Okay.
Yeah. They were this week. And there was actually another one. Ole, man. I got to give him so much credit, man, because he needs it. Because he drew up one on the sideline. We hit Andre on a huge one. And he just said, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. We're like, okay, let's go do it. Wide open. It was one of those deep crossing routes. Andre caught it and he went out of bounds on our sideline. And Ole just said, hey, let's do this. They're playing a certain way. Let's do it this way to get Andre open. So, I mean, Ole, he deserves a lot of credit for a lot of what went on today. Yeah. Yeah, obviously... I said I've known Cap. I don't really know him. That was the first time we've actually talked at length, I guess. So I just wanted to talk to him a little bit. Obviously, what I said and what he said, I'll keep most of it between us, obviously. But just encouraging each other, back and forth, both of us. Just encouraging each other. We're both young players. Hopefully we'll both be around a long time, playing against each other and things like that. But it was really encouragement. For both of us, this league is hard. It's a hard time. Obviously, I've learned that in my first year. This league is really hard. So, I just try and reach out to as many guys to encourage as many guys as I can. And he was doing the same.
Derek, how do you explain being a pretty good Chiefs team, being a pretty good 49ers team, and in the middle losing
52? I don't know. I'm just happy we won this one. To be honest, I'm just happy we won this one. Absolutely. I believed it the whole time. Everyone thought I was crazy, some of the things I was saying. But I just praise God, man, that we kept our head down and kept working. We are not a 2-and-whatever team when you watch us practice and work. Obviously, our record is what it is, and that's who we are. But our mindset isn't like that. We haven't turned on each other. No one's pointed a finger. We stayed together how a team is supposed to. And we just, you got to give the coaches a lot of credit for that. Coach Sperano had us believing, and we came out here and fought, for him. And it was good. It shows that what we're doing, the way we're doing things as a team is the right thing.
A couple more for Derek, guys. Is your confidence kind of slowly escalating? I know you're always confident about
it. Yeah.
A game like Kansas City.
Yeah.
Have another solid game against an excellent defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, too, a lot of it has to do with, I would say confidence in everything that's going on. Myself, I'm always very confident. You could put 12 guys in here and say, get out of the room, and I'm pretty confident that I'll get out, kind of a thing. where we're growing and how we've grown, that's huge. That's huge for our team's confidence. We see, oh, wow, when we do it the right way, when we do certain things the right way, it works. And then, then it's good for our coaches because they said, hey, you did it right this time. Now let's build on it. And you keep stacking those things. And that's how we build confidence. You go out there and do it against, I mean, they're a great defense, obviously. They're a really good defense. They're not very fun to play. You know, they're physical. They're a good team. And so you got to take your hats off to them. But I was just, our confidence as a whole is growing because we're doing things the right way. Yeah, constantly training on it. Yes, there was a time in practice this week where I didn't do it the right way, and Coach Flip was hard on me, as he always is, which is great. And he said, hey, you need to look him off so you don't get your guy killed or you don't throw a pick or things like that. And, you know, just having that constant reminder from Ole and Flip, Flip's on me every day about it, making sure I'm doing things the right way, and also not doing it too much. You know, you try and overdo it, then you'll be late to the throw. So there's a fine line that they do a great job of training me, Ole and Flip, and I just try and listen to them the best I can, and and when it happens in the game, I'm like, oh wow, exactly what they just told me worked, you know, and I was like, oh, it's pretty nice.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. God bless.